Hi, folks. Derek Martin here in Las Vegas as we get ready to take a look at our regional cowboys and cowgirls and how they're performing at this year's National Finals Rodeo. Our report coming up right here on the Northern News Network. Derek Martin here in Las Vegas with your regional rodeo report on the Northern News Network. Let's go to the bareback riding. And none of our area bareback riders were able to make it to the pay window. Cole Reiner ended up 79 points. Caleb Bennett from Corvallis, Montana was 81. And Ty Brewer from Mandan, North Dakota was 79. Cole Reiner still sets fourth in the world standings. It was a good night for the big man from Helena, Montana. Ty Erickson wins the round. That's his second go-around here in Las Vegas with a 3-7. Timmy Spearing from Helena, Montana was an 8-4 and just out of the money again for round number 7. In the team roping, it was Billings, Montana cowboy Clay Trine partnered up with Jay Corkle, taking second place in the round with a 4-flat. Junior Deans and Levi Lord from South Dakota were out of the money with a no time. Right now, Clay Trine still holds the number 2 spot in the world standings on the heading side of things. For the saddle bronc riding, Sage Newman, Brody Kress, and also Tanner Butner, all three were out of the money in round number 7. Deer Lodge, Montana cowboy Chase Brooks took a little bit of a paycheck. 86 was his score to split 5th and 6th. Tie down roping saw our lone contestant Haven Medjid breaking the barrier again tonight with an 18-7, so no money for Haven, and he has dropped down in the world standings and also in the average. In the WPRA barrel racing, a tough break for the average leader coming into the night, Lisa Lockhart, as she knocks down a barrel and goes 18-57 for no money, and that is also true for Jessica Retier. She was an 18-35. Well, round number 8 comes up on Thursday night. We'll keep you updated on our area cowboys and cowgirls right here on the Northern News Network.